Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. You can call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you can save big time on your car insurance. It's really the best thing you can do with your phone over the next few minutes. Just call 1-888-FARMERS. And start saving today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Take that for data.
You can also follow Rob and me on social media. Rob is at Rob Parker FS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Chris underscore Broussard on Twitter. Chris Broussard 68 on the gram. We got our good buddy, Rob, Rashad Phillips, NCAA, NBA prospect specialist. That's the new name, I guess. Prospect specialist. Okay.
Is that what it is?
Okay. That's the first time I've heard that. Have you heard that before? That title?
No.
Prospect, NBA prospect specialist. Okay. I like it though. He's the owner of Sports Talk 2319 and a host of One podcast. So he will join us at the bottom of the hour. He's always a fun guest. We'll talk NCAA tournament, NBA with him. This will be good. All right. Let's stick with the NBA. And, Rob, we talked a lot about the trade deadline moves. We both thought the Clippers did good getting Rajon Rondo. I like what Denver did. I think they should be better. I like what Chicago. Yeah, a lot of teams got better. Chicago got better. Boston got better. But Miami got better. But none of them are going to be factors, obviously. But Denver and the Clippers could be factors, will be factors in the playoffs in the West. So, it'll be fun to see. But the suspense has not stopped because now you've got what's known as the buyout market. And this is where, and it seems hotter than ever, Rob. I mean, now it more than any other year, Rob, I feel like I'm seeing teams and players just be like, yo, I don't want to be here. Can I sit out for the next 3 weeks until you trade me or buy me out? Yeah, all right, cool. right? It's happening all over the place. It happened to P.J. Tucker before he was traded to Milwaukee. It happened to Andre Drummond. It happened to Blake Griffin before he went to the Nets and it was bought out and then goes to the Nets. Like, this is what seems to be the trend, at least for this year. And the big guy on the market in the buyout is a couple, LaMarcus Aldridge, again, who's sitting out basically. But Andre Drummond, Rob, he is the big fish on the buyout market.
What happened to Aldridge that he, Chris, he's not like.
He's just older. I mean, he's averaging 14 and 4 this year.
Yeah, four. That's not that yeah. Sexy. I got you.
Yeah, okay. You know, now I'm not saying he can't help a team. He's not a great rebounder. He never was a great rebounder, but he's not even that good anymore. But he has stretched it out and gotten a little bit of 3-point range, which he never had. He was a mid-range assassin. The feeling around the league is that he's going to end up in Miami. Okay, right? It's okay. Does that make you think Miami's coming out of the East?
No.
Yeah, I mean,
I just think
nice
that the East is top heavy. They got three teams there that are really good. Philadelphia's continued to win. The Nets continue to win. And Milwaukee's winning. They're going for 9 in a row today.
They are playing well, yes.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, they're going up for 9 in a row, Chris. If they beat Boston tonight in Milwaukee, they're up early. But those three teams, are you beating one of those three teams in the East? I don't think so. No. I don't.
Those are the three, and then it's a wide chasm between them and the rest of the teams in the East. By the way, James Harden is playing tonight, and they're up on Detroit 43-35 midway through the second quarter. I mean, look, beating the Pistons isn't that big of a deal.
No, but it just still shows where, I mean, I'm just saying, like, they win when he's playing. You know what I mean? Like, you could have a stinker. Didn't the Lakers lose to Detroit earlier this year, Chris? Remember they went to Detroit?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, sometimes bad teams, it's weird. Sometimes a bad team will have a few good wins over good teams. Because you know,
they get up, they don't want to be embarrassed, right? So they're up for that game.
Yep. So, but anyway, Andre Drummond, Rob, his numbers, I mean, if there wasn't such a thing as analytics, you would look at his numbers and be like, yo, this dude, and he got a max deal. But Rob, he's led the league in rebounding 4 times. And I mean big numbers, 14.8, 16.0, 15.6, 15.2, 15.8. He didn't lead it that year, but his career average is 13.8 rebounds a night.
Nothing to sneeze at. Those are numbers.
And he's a scorer. The last, like, 5 years or the last 3 years, he's averaged over 17 points a game. So his numbers are nice. He obviously, as a big man, he shoots pretty good percentage, over 50%. Except this year he's at 47. But he's looking at the Lakers, reportedly. The Lakers, the Clippers, the Knicks, the Hornets, and the Celtics. Now, I'm sure as Vinny Goodwill told us, his only reason for considering New York, and probably Charlotte, I would think, and maybe Boston, is that, like, he should be going there like, look, I want a long-term deal at this much money. I don't know what he's going to want. I mean, can he get 30 a year? I don't know. He was making, like, 28 already. 25
with the way they're
a year?
With the way they're giving away money, Chris, and they have to spend it. You know, if you got they agreed to a cap, but there's also a floor now, right? So that money has to be spent.
See, if I'm the Knicks – and I like Drummond, and you know I like a low post, you know, big guys, almost throwbacks. But you got to play almost like a totally different style to win with him. Here's the thing. He's never won. I mean, not even close. I think he's 0-8 in the playoffs. Now, granted, he's been in Detroit. All right, I get it. But he's 0-8 in the playoffs, and for all the gaudy numbers, he doesn't lift you. You know what I mean? Like, so if
are you
I'm
talking
the
about
Knicks,
Drummond
you,
or are you talking about Stafford? I'm trying to figure it out. Because well, neither one both. Won a playoff game in Detroit.
That's actually a good comparison.
Right?
Both
and they
put
both
up
made
nice
big
numbers,
money.
Right.
Yes.
It made big money, good numbers. Right. You're right. But look, if you're the Knicks, Rob, and I know they got money, I don't know. I got to be honest, man. I don't think I'm spending it on Andre Drummond. Am I ready to go to battle with Julius Randle and Andre Drummond and think I got something? I mean, if it was 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
I knew you were going to say that. Right, exactly.
You know? So what do you think he should do, though? Because I don't think the Lakers and Clippers are going to promise him anything. They promise him a chance.
I think he has to look at it this way. He's made a ton of money, and he's going to get a deal from somebody next year, Chris, right? I mean, unless he's hurt.
It might not be the team. If he went to the Lakers, it might not be them, but he'll get a deal.
But there'll be some. That's what I'm saying. Like, so he can take a look at it. He just got a check to go away, right? The money.
Right.
He could look and say, Lakers, Clippers, hey, a chance to win a championship. Get that in your back pocket. And then if they don't even want to sign me or whatever, I'll go wherever else and play my career out. But I did win a championship. I was a missing piece. I helped them. You know what I mean? Like he could have a little narrative that it was a missing piece that they needed.
This is a tough
to get some
one,
rebounding.
Rob.
Yeah. I mean, but if somebody
really,
comes and wows
this
you,
might be cut and dried money or ring. I mean, really. Because look at Dwight Howard. We all know he played a big role with the Lakers, right?
He did.
He didn't get no huge payday.
No, but he's older and everything.
Andre's
what, 20? How old is
27,
he?
27. So
he's young.
Don't you think, though, I hate to put it, he's kind of like a dinosaur. Now, I know he can rebound. He's big at the rim. So he brings something to the table. But does he bring $25 worth?
Yeah. No, but you know what? You're right. He is a dinosaur because he put his finger in my gas tank and it was filled up. So it was a good thing.
What? I don't even get that.
What?
Can you explain that? You're going to have to explain that joke to
what?
Me.
What? Dinosaurs,
if you
they
can,
die.
Is it R-rated?
Right.
Dinosaur.
No, they die. They make fossil fuel. Am I right, Alex?
You're right about that, but the joke was way over my head.
I had to think way
too
much.
No, I know, but I'm just saying fossil
fuel. I mean,
and
I was good in biology or science or whatever.
But you didn't know that dinosaurs, they died?
Yeah, but am I thinking that in the context of a joke? I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you gave me an E equals MC squared. Is that what it is? EMC. What is the?
Yeah, E equals MC squared.
E equals MC squared. That's what that type of joke was.
Chris, do you know what people all over Odd Couple America were chuckling in their cars when I said he put his finger in my gas tank and filled it up? They're chuckling.
That's a part of the. I want the callers, when you call in, tell us if you got that joke. Because it went above my head, and I was an honor roll student in high school.
I got it. I'm sorry. So, Alex, nothing.
Nah.
Lee, nothing. Steve DeSager, nothing.
DeSager might have got it.
It was a little bit of a trip to get it.
What? Did you get it right away, Steve?
I understand the pieces, but no,
just
not right
funny.
Away. Yeah.
Right, okay. On top of that, it wasn't
funny.
Yeah. At least we could say he tried a new joke. That's good.
Yes. How about that?
Okay.
Right, stick to the originals.
Not going to pay any royalties on that.
No, nobody wants that one.
But right, this is a tough one because I do think, Rob, it could. If the Knicks say we'll sign you for 4 years, $100 million, and, you know, we're gonna.
It's
give
hard
you that
to turn down.
I know,
guaranteed $100 million, Chris. I don't care what math you're doing.
Right.
I go to the Lakers or the Clippers. I get hurt. Something happens. I play poorly. I don't know. LeBron blames me for losing the finals. I'm just saying.
But I think I don't even have to think you have to look at it that negatively. Like, he could look at it, okay, Knicks have given me 4 years, $25 million, or, you know, $100 million. And I'm just throwing that out there. I don't know what they would offer him. Lakers and Clippers aren't offering me anything long term. But, you know, a promise that, hey, if we win it, who knows? And I help them. But I give you 9 rebounds, and 10 points. And I was a contributor to our winning the championship. Do you think that's getting them $25 million somewhere a year?
No, not, but I don't. Probably not. But if he has... Chris, if he plays well, you know what I mean? And he's still young, 27. If he plays well, somebody could say, man, you know what? He did a nice job for the Clippers, or he did a nice job for the Lakers. And we could use that guy. I mean, 27, he's got five great years maybe at 32, and then you could still play, you know?
I mean, I hear you. I'm just thinking, I don't know how – I don't think he's going to be able to go to a contender and, like, put up numbers. I think he can help them, and I think he can contribute to help
them win.
Yeah,
I'm saying a
nice
job. I'm not saying big numbers.
Yeah, but and that's what I'm saying. Like, when they sit – the one player once told me, he's like, you know, when you're on a team – they're all the executives, the coach. Oh, just don't worry about numbers. Don't worry about stats. It's about winning. Help us win, you know. And then when you sit down with them in free agency, those same people are like, well, you know, I mean, you averaged 10 points and 7 rebounds.
Right.
How are we going to pay you 25 minutes? You know, so that's a tough one because you can justify it in your mind. And I'm not mad at him if he were to go to the Knicks under those circumstances. And, Rob, you can say, you know what? We're going to make the playoffs. And we're going to build something, and I'm a building block. They believe in me. It's me and Julius Randle, and we'll add one more piece down the line. But they believe in me. I can be a star and a factor here versus being a role player on one of those other teams. That's a tough one. And I wouldn't be mad at him for going for that loot. And you know, a lot of times I'll say, don't just go to the highest bidder. But if it's that type of money and you probably can't get it anywhere else, and you're going to be on a pretty good team, and he's young, Rob. He's not at that stage where it's like he's thinking, I just want to get a ring. You know what I mean?
Nah, like he's too young.
I can do that in my 30, when I'm 33.
Right, he's too young.
So it's a tough one. It's going to be interesting. I feel like he's going to go to the Lakers, but he's got some options. The Clippers would be good for him. And the Knicks, like I said, if or any of those teams, if they're willing to give up that type of money, then that's something you might have to think about too. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob. If you're Andre Drummond, where are you going? Lakers, Clippers, Knicks? You can even throw in Charlotte and Boston if you want. And then also the fossil fuel equals MC squared. Pi is 3.14. Joke from Rob Parker.
What?
Did you get it? And did you like it? Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple next. Take that for data.
Take that for data.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Marion, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Marion. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Marion on the iHeartRadio app. Or wherever you get your podcast.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Was 2020 full of dings, dents, and scratches? Using your tax refund at Mako can help. Refresh your ride with your refund at Mako to undo a little bit of last year. Head to Mako.com to get a free online estimate today. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
It is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio Studios. Call Farmers today for a quote. Yes, 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 indeed. DJ Alex Teicher in them crates on the Funky Flashback Friday. All right, don't forget the M-Drive Bracket Challenge. And you can go check your bracket, see how you're doing, at Fox Sports Radio's M-Drive Million Dollar Bracket Challenge at FoxSportsRadio.com. There's no perfect bracket left.
Right?
No, I am. Did you hear something? No, there have been no games played.
I wanted to say, how can I drop? There are no games. That's what I want.
Yeah, we'll see where I'm at tomorrow, you know. But I don't know. We'll see what happens. I guess I could win it, Rob, if Gonzaga doesn't
win. You can't
win
if they lose. How? Your team will wind up winning.
But if some team that's, you know, out of nowhere wins it, you know. Or if nobody has the winner, you could win. Yeah, so we'll see, but I don't even know how it's working, but I am in the lead right now. And there's no perfect brackets left, so nobody's getting $1 million, but you can still get $1,000 if you finish in first, $300 for second place, or $200 for third. Stacy E, we're waiting for Stacy E to call in. You're the listener who's currently in first place. Hopefully you know that. The full standings can be assessed on FoxSportsRadio.com. The M-Drive Million Dollar Bracket Challenge. Refine your prime with M-Drive. 877-99 on Fox. What should Andre Drummond do? And are fossil fuel jokes funny?
Sean in Sacramento, you're in the iCouple.
I am impressed, though, Rob. That was impressed me with your knowledge on that one.
My knowledge about dinosaurs, I know about the world. I know a little bit more than sports.
I guess
so, yeah. Sean, what's up, buddy?
Hey, my uncle's from another mother, man. My brother's behind the board. Shout out to Leap for stepping in for Rob G over here. What, he's spending
Rob
time
G
with his daughter
there
or something?
On the town, yes, man. Him and his wife out on the town doing something.
Sean, I know you laughed, right? Didn't you laugh? No?
Man, but,
At that joke? Did you know it was a joke.
The only thing funkier than Alex Kaiser, a high beast today, was that terrible joke, Rob. Come on, man. We in an age where people are driving around on electricity. You brought up a fossil fuel joke. If you don't get up out of here.
Well done.
All right, what you got, Sean?
My take real quick is, man, hey, Drummond need to talk to Sir Charles about what that championship feel like and exactly how much he regrets not getting one, man. He's got plenty of time. He's 27 years old. I've seen plenty of guys sign max contracts after the age of 30. Chris Paul, LeBron, plenty of guys. As long as they keep on performing, and if he has a championship under his belt, that's all that needs to be said, man. He needs to go ahead and get with the Lakers, the Clippers, whichever other team is offering him a contract on a winning solution, man. That's the way to go right there. That's the move.
Here's the thing, too.
Thanks,
Sean. He is not. You mentioned Barkley, Chris Paul. You mentioned superstars. Andre Drummond, Rock, correct me if I'm wrong. He's not of that caliber where a championship's changing his fortunes.
People
right?
will barely know that he had a championship.
Right.
It's not. He's not that type player.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
So,
let's go to Obi in L.A. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Obi?
Good afternoon. How are you guys doing?
Good,
well,
man.
Great.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. Your show is great. Love your show.
Thank you,
buddy. I know you laughed. Obi, help me out.
Obi sounds smart. He does.
Help me out, Obi.
Did you laugh at my joke or not? At that fossil fuel joke.
No, I didn't laugh at the joke, unfortunately.
You got it, right?
Yes, he understood it. Yes, thank you.
It just wasn't fun.
I feel bad.
That makes it worse. I didn't laugh. I didn't understand it. You know, maybe I would have laughed if I had understood it.
Right.
Obi's like,
all right, Obi, what you got?
It just wasn't funny.
So I think Mr. Drummond should go to the Lakers, given the Lakers need some inside help. I don't understand Charlotte at all. But I did have another question. I was wondering why.
Mike, I hope he ain't promising big money. Come on.
But I did have a question. Why doesn't a team like Utah go after, like, LaMarcus Aldridge, given the fact that they can use a third option? I always find it interesting that these, like, lower-tier teams don't ever want to step up to the upper-tier teams by picking up, you know, these kind of players. Thank you for taking my call and have a great
Aldridge,
weekend.
Yeah,
too,
Aldridge
Obi,
isn't
you.
That guy anymore. Right, and
no.
He doesn't match the way they play.
And I'll tell you one thing.
They spread it out with shooters around Gobert and Donovan.
That move to San Antonio didn't work out, Chris, if you're really honest about it.
Right, and remember that? He was like the big fish.
Yep, and for them to get him, that was so unlike the Spurs, it was different. All right, let's do Jacoby in Austin. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jacoby?
What's up, gentlemen? How y'all doing, man?
We good,
doing
brother.
Great.
How are you?
I am well. I'm well, man. I will say that I love y'all's show, man. Straight up, y'all keep doing what you do and keep holding
Thank
it down.
You.
Y'all, seriously, y'all setting the bar. But I
Thank
got a comment on the Andre Drummond thing. What is going on in D-Town? Why isn't Dallas even considered? I mean, you got an owner right there that'll pay you basically what you want to be paid. I think Cuban will come out of pocket for 25 to 30. But Drummond to give us rebound. We have plenty. We have some shooting, and Luka's a young talent. I mean, what's happening in D-Town? Why they're not even being considered?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Why Dallas isn't on the map? That would help them.
Because they're straight finesse.
Thanks for the call,
They could use a little muscle, you know?
Yeah.
I my guess is they don't feel like it fits their style of play.
But
he would give
them
a different look,
saying.
But, you know, yeah.
Let's squeeze one more in, Chris, if we can. Justin in Ohio, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Justin?
Hey, guys. First time caller. Love the show.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, my man. Thank you.
Where are you in Ohio? It's a big state. Where are you?
I'm from Cleveland.
My man. The great state of Ohio, the great city of Cleveland.
Absolutely.
All
best
right.
city in the world.
Yes. Yes. Well. I don't know about all that, but hello.
It's a great city.
Yeah, only people from Cleveland say that, but.
But what you got? What you got?
So look, if I'm Andre Drummond, I gotta go to a place that gives me the most financial security. Look, if Andre Drummond goes to the Nets and the Lakers, and they have high expectations of him, he is going to get exposed.
That's a good point. So you obviously have watched him a lot in Cleveland.
So you're saying, right, he should just go for the money and get a deal with the Knicks or something like that?
So he should go wherever he gets the most money because, look, you guys had a caller on earlier. He compared him to Embiid or Jokic. But Jokic, right. And honestly, that was laughable, okay? Andre Drummond is an unskilled big man. He's an expensive Hassan White, okay? He's a paint clogger. He's a paint clogger. LeBron doesn't play with paint cloggers.
Right.
You know?
That's not – no, that's a good – he is a – remember, Hassan White got paid.
No?
They
why,
need
then,
the
why
rebounding.
Why do the Lakers want it? They need rebounding, Chris, don't they?
Yeah. But he's going to have a – he would probably start. He'll rebound, which is big. Like you said, he's going to make you think twice about going to the hole.
Right.
But he's got limitations. It's like Hassan Whiteside. That's, remember, Hassan Whiteside, Rob, put up numbers too.
Yeah.
And did get a big deal, but, you know, he's all right. So I think the caller's Rob, he's probably right. If I'm Andre Drummond, I'm probably getting the money, man. Well, I got to be honest. I'm probably got to get my money. Because like you said, I want to win a championship, but it ain't like I'm getting in the Hall of Fame if I win a championship.
Right.
Or anybody's, you know. So, and maybe, like I said, he can justify with the Knicks. Like, hey, I'm going to be a key cog. We're building something. You know what I mean? Not like he's taking the money to go to Sacramento or some bad team. So, all right, interesting situation for our man Drummond. We'll ask our next guest, Rashad Phillips, the NCAA NBA prospect specialist. He's up next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's one of our favorite guests. NCAA NBA prospect specialist. I love that title. Owner of Sports Talk 2319, host of the One of One podcast. Our brother Rashad Phillips. What up, bro?
What's up, Sean?
What's going on? What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Hey, I was looking for prospects, but they were in the club, and normally it didn't pan out for me. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Rashad, don't let Rob drag you down that road, man.
Yeah, I'm not even going to let him do it, Chris. I usually fall for it.
Well, let's get right to it because we don't have as much time. Before we get to the NCAA, we were just talking about Andre Drummond. He's kind of a dinosaur. He's an unskilled big man, what one of our callers just called him, which I think was accurate. We know he can rebound. He can clog the paint defensively. How much do you think he's going to help if he goes to the Lakers or the Clippers?
I think that everything that you said is true in regards to he's kind of outdated big, but there are some elements that he brings to certain teams where you can put him out there to really have an impact, and that is the Lakers and the Clippers, because all they need is a space filler, right. A guy that could control the paint, a guy that can rim run, get some offensive rebounds and putbacks, kind of how Dwight Howard did for the Lakers last year. I believe Drummond can kind of fill that role. Now, you put him on a team that needs back-to-the-basket scoring or pick-and-pop jump shooting, then you're kind of not looking to put him on your roster. Yeah.
Right.
But
right.
With the Lakers or the Clippers, I believe he actually can fill a little bit of that void as far as interior presence.
Yeah. I was looking at the trades we were talking about yesterday, the trade deadline, and did you like what the Clippers did in getting playoff Rondo? I know that's who they hope he turns into, but they gave up Lou Williams. Sometimes, you know, Rashad, you got to give to get. Did you like that deal?
Yeah. I like the deal for both teams. I believe that Rondo is in a stage of his career that, you know, you only need him for 2 months out of the year. And then when you look at Lou Williams, I think he's at the stage of his career where he just wants to finish out. You know, he's going back home to Atlanta. So I think it was an even trade for what both players bring.
Well,
to the
we
table.
Know why he wants to be in Atlanta.
That's right. And Sean, you had those wings at Magic City. Now, before you were married and a father, you had some of those wings.
I don't know which. I've never been there in my life. I don't know what you're talking about.
Smart man. Yeah. Rashad, let's get to the tournament. Look, Rob and I don't follow college ball as much as the NBA, and certainly not as much as you follow it. But we've been hearing about is Cade Cunningham, and I've watched some games. Number one pick or number two pick, something like that. But wasn't impressive in the tournament.
What did he shoot, 9 for
34? Are you in love with him? Yeah, he was 9 for 34. They lost the second round. Mm-hmm. Are you in love with him like a lot of people? And did the tournament sway you one way or the other?
I really love the kid. I mean, nothing really changed of how I felt. I spoke to Cade prior to the season beginning, and he reminds me, he has a little bit of a Grant Hill aura about him. Mm. He's a great locker room presence. He has a magnetism about him. He knows how to shape chemistry. Obviously, there are some flaws in his game, but he's still young. I think we tend to grade out prospects too early in their careers. He didn't play well in the NCAA tournament, but if you watched him all season, he played well, you know. So I don't want to put a grade on his two or three games where he didn't shoot well, right, opposed to him being the Big 12 player of the year, the freshman Big 12 player of the year, something that's only been done maybe, I think, two times, maybe Durant and Michael Beasley. Those guys turned out to be pretty decent pros. So I like that company that he's in. I like Cade Cunningham.
Yeah, I hear you. That makes sense.
Anybody else so far in the tournament, like maybe you didn't see before and you thought,
yeah,
okay, well, maybe he's a better player than I thought. Who would you say that would be?
That's a great question, Rob, but I would have to go with Buddy Boeheim from Syracuse, man.
Mm, wow.
Like, okay. I didn't think he was really like that. And I kept getting calls about him to watch him and watch his tape. Rashad, I need you to watch his tape. Watch his tape. And I kept throwing it off. Like, nah, I get to it. And all of a sudden, it's like, this dude was going 7 for 12 for 3, 9 for 13 for 3. And I'm like, man, I got to watch the tape on this kid. He's really good. I believe that Syracuse is going to beat Houston, and he's going to be one of the main reasons. He has pro potential. He's big. He understands the game. He has terrific range on his jump shot, and he's a coach's son.
Mm, okay. What about Mobley, Evan Mobley from USC? Of course, he's a guy that's in the number one pick consideration. And it looks like he may play even a little differently in the NBA, a little more perimeter. Tell us about him.
He's kind of what I call a hybrid post. He's a good, you know, face up scorer, has great agility, has a great feel for the game. A lot of times, guys, bigs don't get credit for having high IQ, and he's one of those prospects that has a high IQ, really understands angles, knows where to go. He's a terrific help defender. He reminds me of a better version of Jaren Jackson Jr. when he was coming out of Michigan State.
Okay. He's now, we also heard Chris Bosh. Is that what do you think about that?
No, sir. No, sir.
Really?
No,
sir. What's the difference?
No. Well, Chris Bosh was the ultimate stretch big, okay? The ultimate stretch big. So I don't think Mobley has that in his game right this second. I don't think I would call him an ultimate stretch big. Even when Chris was coming out of Georgia Tech, I was like, this kid is a stretch big. He's going to have a fantastic career because he was kind of that new evolution. Like when the game was changing, Chris Bosh was like right in the middle of things. I don't think Evan Mobley is a jump shooter that Chris Bosh is. But he is a really good player. Don't get me wrong.
Before you go, we got about 30 seconds for you to answer this. Where are you at? I know it's early. It'll change. But right now, who's your NBA MVP?
I think James Harden is the MVP of the league right now. I just think, I mean.
That's where we are.
That makes three of us. That makes, like, we're arguing with other people.
Y'all agree?
Yes. I mean, we like, look, we're not picking the president of the Glee Club.
Right.
I get
it.
You mad about what happened in Houston, okay.
But you can't tell me that they've won 16 out of 19 or whatever it's going to be. That'll be 17 out of 20. And this guy's balling. Let's just be honest.
I'm just being honest, like straight basketball. Come on, I don't really think it's close, to be honest, guys.
Rashad, you were a great point guard in college, and you know the position. I have said that he is playing the point guard position as some of the best point guard play I've ever seen. I mean, like, but ever. I'm not saying he's better than Magic, none of that. I'm just saying this is some of the best guard right? Is that fair, or you think that's way too much?
No. I think it's fair. I don't think he's a point guard. I do think he's kind of a hybrid guard, but I do agree with what you're saying. I think statistically we're seeing the best version of James Harden. Also, you have to look at the evolution of the game with the spacing and the more possessions. But, hey, I agree with you. Like, from a statistical standpoint and impact, James Harden is having maybe his best all-around season.
Right. That's our man, Rashad Phillips. You can check him out on the One of One podcast, also owner of Sports Talk 2319, and an NBA and NCAA prospect specialist. Just a great wealth of knowledge when it comes to hoop. We appreciate the time, brother.
Yes, thank you.
Anytime. Thanks, OGs. I appreciate y'all.
All right, I'll send you some wings from Magic City, all right?
Bruce Arts 5-5 is next. Keep it locked.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Was 2020 full of dings, dents, and scratches? Your tax refund and Mako can help. Refresh your ride with your refund at Mako to undo a little bit of last year. Head to Mako.com to get a free online estimate today. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
All right, it's the iCouple coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio Studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS, and you can save a bundle on your car insurance. It's time for Broussard's Fab Five.
Are you ready?
Hope you can take the heat like LeBron.
We're going big.
It's go time.
It's Broussard's Fab Five.
All right, we just had the NBA trade deadline. I'm going to give you the five biggest trade deadline deals in NBA history, according to moi.
Number five.
Ray Allen for Gary Payton, 2003. Now, this didn't do much for either team. Ray went from Milwaukee to Seattle, Payton from Seattle to Milwaukee. Neither team really won anything or did anything with the players. But those are two Hall of Famers that were in their prime. You rarely see that. Payton for Allen.
Number four.
All right, Clyde Drexler to the Houston Rockets for a package built around Otis Thorpe. Drexler was traded from Portland to Houston in 1995. Now, initially, the trade didn't go well. The Rockets, coming off a championship, played about 500 basketball with Drexler during the regular season, a little bit better. And then they finished at the sixth seed and went bananas in the playoffs and beat Utah with Stockton and Malone. Phoenix with Barkley and Kevin Johnson. San Antonio with David Robinson and Dennis Rodman, and then took out Shaq and Penny in four games in the finals.
Number three.
Rasheed Wallace to Detroit, 2004. This was a three-team deal between Atlanta, Boston, and the Pistons. A lot of players involved. Rasheed, the biggest name, and he goes to Detroit and helps them win a championship. Chauncey Billups, Rip Hamilton, Ben Wallace, Tayshaun Prince, and Rasheed, they upset the Shaq, Kobe, Karl Malone, Gary Payton Lakers. Huge upset. Great championship for that team.
Number two.
The Lakers trading four players, Kwame Brown, Javaris Crittenden, Aaron McQuee, draft picks, and Mark Gasol. For Pau Gasol, traded to Memphis. Those guys at Memphis for Pau Gasol. Gasol, of course, teams up with Kobe Bryant and brings two championships to the Lakers.
Number one.
Mark Aguirre for Adrian Dantley, 1989. Now, people, Mark, y'all don't know.
Wow.
Y'all don't know. Mark Aguirre was mad nice. Mad nice. All right, in Dallas, he was a 25-point scorer. In the year before he got traded, they took the Showtime Lakers to seven games in the conference finals. He averaged 25, and they lost, but the Lakers went on to win the championship. And then he gets traded for Adrian Dantley. Dantley was a big-time player. 3 years, he averaged 30 or more points in the NBA. He goes from Detroit to Dallas, and Aguirre goes from Dallas to Detroit, teams up with his childhood buddy, Isaiah Thomas. They win back-to-back rings, the original Bad Boys. And Aguirre's that rare dude that went from being like a legitimate star to kind of a role player in Detroit, especially his second year they won it. He actually volunteered to come off the bench behind Rodman, and it worked wonders. But he averaged 15 points a game that first year they won the title. So great trade there by Detroit. All right, keep it locked, iCouple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? if you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.